News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, in recent weeks, cyclists in Cork's Kent station have been told they can't bring their bikes on board trains during peak times. The decision has been met with dismay by cycling advocates. We're joined now by Stephen Cook, spokesperson for Cork Cycling Campaign and UCC Commuter Plan Manager. Stefan, your reaction to this news?
My reaction to this is, of course, we're not happy as a cycling advocacy group about this decision. And because getting the bike on the train is an ideal combination to leave the car at home, to cycle to the station, to have kind of access from a bit further afield, and then take your bike on the train and cycle to your final destination at your leisure without waiting for a bus or having to walk long times.
Yeah, I suppose trying to see it from Irish Rail's point of view, like bikes, they do take up a lot of space. If you're a packed, busy train, is that a problem?
From the train operator's perspective, I can fully understand. And let's be clear about this. Having the commuter trains full in the peak times, many people using the trains, is in the first place a very good thing to have. However, you could even argue if you want to get more people out of the cars, and that is the ultimate goal actually for a sustainable transport system, you need to offer more. You need to look at how do people get from door to door. They don't travel from station to station. They want to get from door to door, from the home to their workplace, to college, to wherever they need to go. And the combination of bikes and trains is an ideal one. I mean, I'm originally from Germany. I moved here about 20 years ago, and that's the way I always got around in the city in my college days. So you cover the longer distance with a bike, and at the front end and at the tail end, you cover the longer trains with a stretch with the train, and at the front and tail end of the journey, you take the bike. That's the fastest to get around.
Yeah, I was very taken. I think I was going through Ghent on a train last year, and there was I was going to say a car park, but it was actually a bicycle park. I'd say there must have been 3,000 bikes parked there, locked there in the train station. It was unbelievable.
Yes, yes. I mean, I've been to the Netherlands recently again, but this time for a study trip on cycling. And it was amazing. The amount of really secure, also serviced staff bicycle parking that they have at either end of the train journey, it is amazing. And it is built around the combination of bikes and trains. So they say in the Netherlands, every second train journey starts on a bike, and a quarter of all train journeys also end on a bike.
Yeah.
So they are just living bicycle. And I know we have different conditions here in Cork or in Ireland in general, topography. I'm not talking about the weather. It's also bad in the Netherlands.
But, so what should Irish Rail be doing here, do you think?
I think in the first place, they need to increase capacity. And that is what they're just doing right now. I just saw a presentation the other day from a representative of Aaron here. And it is just a bottleneck in their current fleet that they have. So they would love to run longer trains. They would love to have the trains more frequently on the Middleton and Cove to Cork lines. But they simply don't have the fleet at peak times. So they're waiting for the arrival of their new battery electric fleet, and which, as I understand, is also designed around the purpose of taking more bikes on board. So hopefully in 2-3 years time there will be improvement, but definitely this is a track that they need to go down to better facilitate the combination of cycling and the train, because at the end of the day what counts is how many car journeys can we replace. Distances, travel distances are getting longer and longer. I see this in our recent travel survey in UCC. The students that used to live in 2 to 5 kilometer distance now come from 5 to 10 kilometer, even further. Very many of them are now taking the train. But the question is, how do they get actually to the station away from the station?
Okay. Is it Stefan or Stephen? My apologies.
Stefan.
Stefan. Yeah. Stefan Cook, spokesperson for the Cork Cycling Campaign and UCC Commuter Plan. Really interesting chat. Thanks indeed for taking our call this morning, Stefan.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.